Lesson 8 比较一和一 Contrasting 一 with 一 Part 1听辨练习
A. Listen and circle the corresponding number if you hear I or E in the word. 1. Key 2. Fish 3. Book 4. Glass 5. Fill 6.Table 7 sick 8 leaf 9 head 10 ship B. Write down the words you hear on the tape, then fill in the blanks below. 1. Eat bread 2.Lose a key. 3. Read my thought. 4. Look at the window. 5. Send a gift. 6. Keep the peach. 7. A falling leaf. 8. To listen to a speech. 9.A bottle of ink. 10. A simple way. C. Listen and repeat. Notice the sound I or E in the sentences. Did you heat the milk? It's a good film, isn't it? I want to buy the pink lipstick.There is a key on the seat. He is a teacher in this university. My little sister cannot keep still for a minute. The old man killed the shark at last. Eat the meat, please. The sheep is going to sleep. The ship is filled with goods.D. Speech is silver, silence is gold. The gray-green greedy geese feeding on a weedy piece. The piece was weedy and the geese were greedy. 3 gray-green greedy geese.
Part 2. 跟读练习
A. Words. Initial. Ignore. Industry.Impact, immigrate, inhale, interact, impossible, individual, indoor, indulge, even, emend, eaves, ecosystem, either, Egypt, eastern, eve, evil, evolution.Medial, bit, wish, disc, fish, kick, sink, zip, ship, which, people, between, beach, grief, release, mean, feet, wreath, wheel, needle,Final. Body. Healthy. Sickly. 20. Rainy. Sunny. Cloudy. Slippery. Icy. Chemistry. We. Be. Knee. Agree. Oversee. 3. Ski. Flea.Party, tree. B. Phrases. A fish on a ship. A silly pig. feel weak. Think highly of. Anything else? A rich businessman. Heal the heel. Fix the date. A neat room. C. Form sentences using the words below. 1. He's. His. 2. Did. Deed. 3. Fit. Feet. 4. Hill. Heel. 5. Beat. Bit. 6. Sleep. Slip.
D. Dialogue.
Do you see the woman? Is she a teacher?
Yes, she is.
Does she teach Chinese?
No, she is an English teacher.
And who's the man in the green beside her?
You mean the man wearing jeans? He's her little brother.
E. Paragraph. I believe the first thing you ought to know about American customs is how introductions are made in the United States. A great difference between American social customs and those of other countries lies in the way in which names are used. Most Americans don't like using Mr., Mrs., or Miss. They find these terms too formal. In the United States, people of all ages may prefer to be called by their first names. For example, one may say, "My name is Wilson, James Wilson. Call me James. Glad to meet you. I'm Miller, but call me Paul. How do you do?" How do you do? Sometimes the ladies that you first meet will also say, "Don't call me Mrs. Smith, just call me Sally." So as you can see, using only first names usually indicates friendliness. Very often, introductions are made using both first names and last names. For example, "Mary Smith, this is John Jones." In this situation, you are free to decide whether to call the lady Mary or Miss Smith. Sometimes both of you will begin a conversation using family names, that is, surnames, Mr. Smith, Miss White, and after a while, one or both of you may begin using first names instead. Of course, foreigners who come to the States may feel uncomfortable using only first names. For them, it is quite acceptable to be more formal. You just smile and say, "Excuse my being formal when meeting new friends. I am accustomed to it. After a while, I'll start using first names too." So if your American friends do not use your last name or titles, that really doesn't mean any lack of respect. They are used to being informal.